This is DW News live from Berlin. Tonight, crimes against humanity. Brazil's president could face charges for leading the country into a COVID-19 catastrophe. Senators are recommending Jair Bolsonaro be indicted for allowing the virus to spread. He says he's guilty of nothing. Also coming up, poison, jailed, and now honored. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is awarded the Sakharov Prize, the European Union's top human rights award. And talking with the Taliban, Russia hosts a summit with Afghanistan's new rulers and promises aid but stops short of recognizing the Taliban government. I'm Brent Goff. It's good to have you with us. We begin tonight with a pandemic reckoning for the president of Brazil. Today, a Brazilian Senate committee recommended bringing charges against President Jair Bolsonaro for his catastrophic handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The nine proposed charges include crimes against humanity. After 6 months of hearings, a Senate inquiry found Bolsonaro's government had acted too slowly to fight the spread of the coronavirus, deliberately exposing the country's population to the risk of mass infections. Bolsonaro has rejected the committee's findings as politically motivated and says that he is guilty of nothing. The fact remains, Brazil has one of the world's worst death tolls from the coronavirus, with more than 600,000 dead. The president has repeatedly played down the seriousness of this virus.
600 handkerchiefs hung on Copacabana Beach, one for every 1,000 Brazilians who lost their lives to COVID-19. To what extent is Brazil's high death toll due to mismanagement by the government of Jair Bolsonaro? The president opposed lockdowns from the start because of their economic impact. Bolsonaro often appears in public without a mask and has been openly skeptical of vaccines, bragging about not being vaccinated himself. When his health minister fell ill with COVID-19 just last month, he was quick to push his point. He took two doses of vaccine and he got infected. He lived wearing a face mask and got infected. But beyond Bolsonaro's direct pandemic measures, the Senate probe also looked into allegations that he obstructed efforts to protect Brazil's indigenous population, which has been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. Senators examined a number of other issues that have fueled public anger, such as Bolsonaro's failure to take action over allegations that federal officials solicited bribes for vaccines, or the president's well-known promotion of unproven medicines for use by doctors. The Senate heard testimony about a major hospital chain that pushed the use of such off-label drugs on the elderly, even though they'd been shown not to work. As Brazil continues to count the cost, observers say it's very unlikely that Bolsonaro will be brought to trial. But his bid for re-election next year is looking increasingly difficult.
And for more on this now, we're joined by correspondent Matias Ebert. He is in Rio de Janeiro. Good evening to you, Matias. I mean, the optics of this are terrible. What else do we know about just the notion of charges being recommended against Bolsonaro?
The notion is really a strong one. I think the today published results of this parliamentary commission of inquiry will have a negative impact on Bolsonaro politically, and the accusation will affect his image. And for the first time during the pandemic, his performance and the failures he did have been recognized officially. But I think legally the effect might be little, because it's unlikely that an impeachment will happen soon. Mm-hmm. Also, the senator has demanded today an indictment. Still, the attorney general is a close ally of Bolsonaro. Therefore, him and the Congress might not initiate soon an impeachment procedure.
And if he doesn't have to face the justice system, what about having to face the verdict of the people? I mean, he is hoping to be reelected next year.
Yeah, he's already suffering because of this and because of his pandemic policy and politics he did and the failures he apparently did. Only between 20% and 30% still stand behind Bolsonaro. Most of the Brazilians are really more negatively looking towards him. They are really thinking that he might not be responsible enough to lead this country. So I think he's already suffering, and it could go on. It could continue in the next month.
And what is the situation at the moment with the pandemic in Brazil?
On the one hand, the economy didn't suffer the same like other economies in neighboring countries here in South America, and the numbers have dropped. We don't see the same numbers like in April of this year. So the country is slowly recovering, and the vaccination rate is 50% for all the Brazilians that took two doses. So the country is slowly seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. It's slowly recovering from this strong pandemic, which has hit this country hard for more than 1.5 years.
Yeah, indeed it has. Correspondent Matias Ebert with the latest tonight from Rio de Janeiro. Matias, thank you. The jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been awarded this year's Sakharov Prize for freedom of thought. This is the European Union's top human rights award. In announcing the prize, the EU Parliament called for Russia to release Navalny and praised his bravery in exposing corruption at immense personal cost.
At the start of the year, it caused a sensation in Russia. A documentary about President Vladimir Putin's alleged property empire, produced by Alexei Navalny's associates. Films and research into political corruption, as well as his support of free elections and freedom of expression, have made Navalny famous throughout the country. Navalny, no stranger to controversy himself for some of his right-wing political views, has made a lot of powerful enemies in Russia. He was arrested several times before being almost fatally poisoned, with the Russian Secret Service the prime suspect. He was flown to Germany, where he was treated, and he survived. But the good news didn't last long. Upon his return to Moscow, he was arrested and sentenced to more than 2.5 years in prison. Now Navalny's courageous activism has seen him awarded the European Parliament's Sakharov Prize.
For many years, he has fought for human rights and fundamental freedom in his country. This has cost him his freedom and nearly his life.
The prize is to be awarded on the 15th of December, though most likely without Navalny in attendance.
Well, Russia today hosted a summit on Afghanistan, bringing the Taliban together with diplomats from neighboring countries. It was the first major international meeting where the Taliban sat as equals with regional powers. Now, opening the meeting today, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that there is now no alternative to the Taliban in Afghanistan, but he held off from officially recognizing the Taliban as the country's legitimate leaders. He says the Taliban must guarantee the fundamental rights of all Afghan residents. During the meeting, Russia expressed concern about drugs and terrorism spilling across Afghanistan's borders to its neighbors. In response, the Taliban's deputy prime minister said that Afghan territory will not be used to launch any attacks against other countries.
If the new government is not recognized and supported, the groups that disrupt security will naturally be strengthened. The policy of the new government is that we will not allow anyone or any group to undermine the security of the Afghan people, Afghanistan's neighbors, and countries in the region and beyond.
Well, to put this summit into context for us, I'm joined tonight by Omar Samad. He was Afghanistan's ambassador to France and Canada from 2004 to 2011. He's now with the Atlantic Council, a think tank in Washington, D.C., and that is where he joins me from tonight. Ambassador, it's good to have you on the program. Today's meeting in Moscow, it was the first international summit with the Taliban at the table as equals. How important were these optics for the Taliban?
Well, for the Taliban, it is very important, especially knowing that almost 2 months and a few days after the fall of Kabul, they still haven't been recognized as the formal government of Afghanistan by any country around the world. So any opportunity, any occasion for the Taliban to meet with other stakeholders from other countries and other governments, especially this time in Moscow, a place where they have been received on many occasions in the past, is important because it gives them a chance to make their case that they are now in control of Afghanistan, that they are not a threat, that they will fight any threat that exists in Afghanistan, so on and so forth. And others will also have the occasion to make their case to the Taliban, as the Russians did and a few others in Moscow today.
Yeah, let me pick up on that. Russia today did not offer to recognize the Taliban as the legitimate government of Afghanistan, but it did say it plans to hold the Taliban responsible for keeping terrorists out of Afghanistan and not letting history repeat itself. Which is more likely, that the Taliban will allow terrorists to come back, or that a country like Russia would keep its word and punish Afghanistan?
I think it would be very foolish and risky for the Taliban to allow any transnational terrorist group that aims to destabilize the region or attack any country in the region or beyond the region. They have given a pledge as of 2 years ago to the international community, including to the Russians and the Iranians and to the Americans, that they will not allow groups like Al-Qaeda and ISK or ISIS to operate out of Afghanistan and be a threat to Central Asia or the Middle East or South Asia. So the international community wants to hold them responsible and accountable to that pledge. At the same time, I don't think that Russia, having had a history under the Soviet Union of military adventurism in Afghanistan that lasted 10 years and cost 15,000 Soviet lives, has any illusions about wanting to go back into Afghanistan at this stage. What they are concerned about is obviously the underbelly of what used to be the Soviet Union, which is Central Asia, and making sure that Central Asia remains stable.
Well, aren't you worried, though, that the Taliban will see this worry about resurging terrorism as a potential leverage for their power? They can use that with countries like Russia, or even with the United States, to get what they want. I mean, that's the only really power the Taliban have.
Well, the Taliban have an arch enemy in the group ISK and ISK in Afghanistan. As you saw in the past few days, there were several attacks that took a lot of lives in northern Afghanistan and southern Afghanistan. So the Taliban, since 2015, have been fighting ISK, and both sides have lost a lot of people in this war. That is going to continue, in my opinion. Whether the Taliban want to use this as leverage or not depends on very much on whether they think that they can get something out of the others. Now, the others have frozen Afghan assets, and that's what they're looking for. The Taliban would like to have access to the money that has been frozen, and the international community is the one that is using that leverage. I don't think that the Taliban using terrorism as a leverage or the fact that Afghanistan has to continue fighting some form of an enemy is going to produce much result at this stage, knowing that they are themselves sort of on shaky ground.
Mr. Omar Samad, the former Afghan ambassador to France and Canada. Ambassador, we appreciate your time and your insights tonight. Thank you. Sports news now, Champions League football, where Portuguese side Benfica held Bayern Munich at bay for 70 minutes, but then Leroy Sané scored twice and it all fell apart for the hosts. The German club won 4-0. They've scored 12 goals in three group stage matches now and given up none. Also in Group E, Barcelona edged past Kiev. Cristiano Ronaldo's late goal lifted Manchester United in Group F, and Salzburg handled Wolfsburg in Group G. You're watching DW News from Berlin. Up next, my colleague Stephen Beardsley has DW Business News. Stick around, he will be right back. Or you can keep showing them.